This scene that John takes us to in today's Gospel reading comes at the end of Jesus' time in Jerusalem, where the Festival of Booths was being celebrated. This is a seven-day Jewish holiday, with people making a pilgrimage to the city. So it was a busy time in the city, full of people. Jesus had been teaching in the temple, and he knew the Jews were looking for a way to arrest him and kill him. There were increasing tensions between people who were astonished and believing Jesus' teachings, and the Jewish leaders who did not believe and wanted to find a way to get rid of him. During the festival, Jesus had been confronting the leaders and people about their misuse of the law of Moses. In fact, before Jesus travelled to the festival, he said to his brothers, "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I tell it the evil things it does." So after days of difficulties in the temple, Jesus comes back again early one morning and he continues his teaching. So it is here that we enter into the scene that John sets out for us, a group of people around Jesus listening to his teaching. Then a group of teachers of the law and Pharisees bring in a woman. We will imagine ourselves as an onlooker at this scene, watching it take place. As we stand, we see Jesus' teaching disrupted by a group of religious leaders bringing a woman before him. They say she has been caught in adultery. I would imagine she is terrified at being brought in, fearing for her life, feeling humiliated. John says that they forced her to stand before the people. As she is standing before them, the teachers use her as a way to test Jesus, as a way to find some charge against him, to question him on the law of Moses, after he has been rebuking their misuse of the law of Moses. Imagine how you would be feeling watching this happen. Would you be interested in knowing how Jesus would respond? Would you be on the side of the teachers, hoping this may trick Jesus? Would you be ready to condemn the woman standing before you? And you watch as Jesus chooses not to engage in any conversation with anyone. He bends down to write on the ground. But when he does stand up, he asks the poignant question to us. "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." It is a question that disarms everyone. The teachers cannot question or argue with him in response. How does Jesus' response make you feel? "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone." Does it make you think about your own humanity, your own fragility and weakness? And as we watch on, we see people walk away, one by one, starting with the elders. No one could deny their own sin, and after they have walked away one by one, we see this woman left standing alone before Jesus, who asks her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," to which Jesus replies, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." We will keep silence for a minute as we think on what these words mean to us, and then the Bible passage will be read again. Imagine Jesus saying these words to you. "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again."
Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again."
When one of the important religious leaders, a Pharisee, Nicodemus, came to see Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, Jesus said to him, "God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Can we, like the woman in this scene, accept that Jesus does not condemn us, but saves us? It can be easy to think of Lent as a time of beating ourselves up about our sinful nature, about how bad we are, what we have done wrong. God knows our nature. He knows how fallible we are. Richard Roll, who is a Franciscan and a spiritual writer, explains sin very simply as a symptom of our separation from God. It's what happens when we turn away from God and go our own way rather than turning to him. In Genesis, we see this so clearly when Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God asked them not to, and the next morning God cannot find them in the garden. He's searching for them. "Where are you?" he says. He longs to be with them, but yet they feel ashamed of what they have done and want to hide. But God turns to them. But God wants them to turn back to him, to be with him. Each day he says to you and I, "Where are you? I want to be with you." As we will see over the coming weeks in the scriptures during Lent and Holy Week, this is a time for God to reveal to us his nature, who he is, my God in whom I trust. To know God's nature is to know who it is we seek and turn back to in our time of need. As we hear the words spoken when we receive the Ash Cross today, "From dust you have come and to dust you return. Turn away from sin and turn to Christ," we think on what this time of Lent is about, a time to remember our dependence on God. We turn to him because he loves us. He created us. He wants us to love him and not go of our own accord. And ultimately, he alone can save us. Just as he said to the woman in today's gospel reading, he says to each and every one of us, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, but do not sin again." He's asking us to draw near to him, to go on our way, but always remembering to be with him, to turn back to him. He is our Saviour.